Praise the Lord. All right. Can you all sit down? Before I introduce our speakers today, this morning, I'd like to make some more announcement about the Mexico trip. I am going with the team to Mexico. You guys remember Korean teams last year, right? So we are actually going to the same place with Brother Oscar's leading us. And so we have three young adults that are going with us and myself. And so the date is kind of changed. So we are actually leaving on July 27th, which is Sunday night. So the Sunday night, and we are coming back on following Sunday, which is August 3rd at nighttime. So please pray for our traveling mercy. We are actually flying out red-eye flight. Okay, and then, you know, coming back here by the about 8 or 9 p.m. on Sunday night. So it's going to be very tiring, somewhat tiring traveling. But, you know, but I believe that God's going to bless us and touch us in an incredible way. So, you know, this will be a kind of like starting point for many of the short-term mission trips that will come. One of the greatest things that happened to me throughout the mission, throughout my youth ministry that I did for a long time, was this short-term mission trip. Because short-term mission trip, when I take the kids to short-term mission trip, you know, we start to bond together, creating a relationship, because we go through things together. You know, all those things happen. And then when we come back, it's creating a foundation for young adults and some of the small groups, and kids get excited. You know, so one of the things that I told the kids and I'm training them is, hey, guys, you know, start praying for God to answer in your prayer, your finance, and all those things. See how God starts to answer you here and there, you know, and see what God will do. And so when God starts to answer in their prayer, they get excited. Wow, God is powerful. God is real. And then they start to change. You know, I'm not against the evangelism and we need to go out on street evangelism and things like that. I never have to do that for my youth ministry because when I take them to a short-term mission trip like this, they come back and they get excited and they have to tell their friend and they bring their friend automatically. And then, you know, our youth ministry in Virginia actually outgrow the adult ministry and they became a separate church later down the road. And so I just want you guys to know, you get excited, you know, God start touching you, then things start to multiply. Amen? So please pray for us on that. Next Sunday, so I asked Pastor John to the team to kind of perform the song in Spanish that we kind of prepare and sketch, okay, and testimonies. And so they're going to kind of give you guys preview of the things that we're going to do there. So please expect greater things. So please support us two ways. Please pray for us. Can you guys do that? Okay? For safety, and God will touch us in an incredible way. Amen? And the second thing is please pray for us as much as you can financially. Okay? You don't have to give us like thousands of dollars. Okay? It'd be great if you can. Okay? But, you know, every little counts. And if you guys could do that, that'd be great. Amen? Amen. I want to introduce our speakers here today. You know, I go to North Korea. I used to go to North Korea about 5 times. And it's a dangerous place to be. And I do the North Korea ministry. But I know this brother actually does a dangerous mission as much as I do or even more. He actually deal with, he's a Pakistani, and he actually does a Pakistan ministry. You know, I have to deal with some of the Pakistanis in Korea. When I do that, they actually create their own mosque. And when I knock on their doors and tell them about Jesus, they say this, you know, I really like to come and visit your church, but I can't really do that because there's the people that they're, some of the, what do you call it, the mosque, the pastors? And those guys actually take pictures that I go to church and send it to Pakistan, mosque there, and threatening our families. And because of that, you know, I can't really go to your church. So it's a very vicious religion in that direction. And Brother Chris actually deal with this. And he planned about 7-8 churches there. 10 churches. Amen. And so God is moving. And Lily's school that she was teaching for 3 years, they just sent out a missionary to Pakistan. And so right now I'm excited to bring them together and to really work together for the greater good for the Lord in the kingdom. So I'm excited about Brother Chris and his heart and his dedication, and I'm sure that he will share with us some of the things that he does in Pakistan, and I am excited to hear from him and the word of God that God has spoken to his heart. Brother Chris, come and bless us today.
Thank you, Pastor Jacob. Pastor Jacob has the same experience I have dealing with different regimes, different fanatic peoples. But God is in control. And he does where things not possible, he made possible for us to take the word of God to those who don't know God and where they are going. Thank you, Pastor Jacob. Shalom, church, and greetings to everyone sitting in the sanctuary. All the pastors, all the beautiful people sitting here. And I just want to remind you the promise what God said, that where two or three gather together in my name, I will be in the midst of them. So believe that whatever we hear from God, we are sitting in his presence. And we will hear from him today. This message is very special to me. And I want to share with you. I don't want to keep it to myself. I want to share this good news with you, and it might change the way we are tackling the problems, where we are losing things, how with the power of God and believing on him, we can bring those things back. It's not me, God saying that he can do it for you. I will show you from the Bible that where God is saying to you, today, I believe me and you will go back with another approach to deal with all the problems. Everybody has problems, issues of life, because it's not promised that the life will be easy, but the difference is that God stands with us in those situations when he says that I am your God. So I just want to share with you, so this will be a good news for you to take with you, and whatever situation you are in, dealing with, or you are facing circumstances, this message will encourage you to deal with these problems in a different way so that you can claim back what you have lost. Okay, before I do that, I just want to show you my last trip to Pakistan, as Pastor Jacob mentioned. So we went to Pakistan in March 2025 recently, and this is the church, one of the church we have in Multan. And see how people sit on the floor. They enjoy sitting on the floor praising God. So God did a wonderful work over there. And even when my wife finished preaching, people came. We didn't say a word. I said, God, I want your word speak, not me, but your word speak to them and bring them forward if they are ready. So I see almost like 48 people stand up, said, we heard what God said. So nothing better than a pastor preaching a word, not asking God to come, not asking people to come forward and people standing in front of him. So God did a wonderful work in that city. Second, this is very special picture because that church was burned in 2024, at the end of 2024, I don't know what happened. They prepared everything for Sunday service, and when they came back in the morning, the church was burned. Like, if you read Nehemiah, gate of Jerusalem was burned. So we can see the same picture, but now with the help of financial support from Door of Faith and other churches who love God and love God's work, they managed to rebuild it. Now you can see this beautiful church. It was all gone, but they brought it back. All praise and honor to your name. And they were very thankful that so they arranged a service for us. So over here, God did wonderful work and almost 68 people came forward that we are ready to receive God. And the last one, this is where our main church is, Karachi. This is a newly built church too. So altogether, God has done wonderful things while we were there. And we experienced even different things this time. And when you do God's work and you see the, you sow the seed and you see the fruit, nothing better than that. So one more thing I want to share with you. One more picture. So here you can see that church. And after that, when we came back, I got a news last Sunday. I shared in the prayer meeting that 57 people got baptized last Sunday. 57. God said, if one received Jesus Christ and heaven celebrates. So I believe heaven celebrated 57 times up there. All praise and honor to his name. And then we can see the picture of baptisms. And then this is on the very right-hand side. We have a education center for people who cannot afford to send their children to school. We give them free education. So that's where the graduation week, last week. So I put some pictures. So all honor and glory to his name. We are his servants. And he's using us, like me, Pastor Jacob, and other pastors. So our thing is to go and preach the word. And his job is to bring people, change their life, and bring them in the kingdom of God. So just keep praying. All the work we do as a ministers, as a missionaries, God bless Pastor Jacob. What he does, it's not easy. He knows, and I know it's not easy when you go there. But God said that, I will go before thee. That's where we stand. So he go before us to prepare the place. Difficulty comes, problem comes, but he's always there. Okay, let's come to the message. As you see, the topic, the title is Season of Restoration. We talk about seasons many times. We hear many messages on seasons. I believe we observe different times, different seasons in our life. Actually, seasons represent different times in our life. Sometimes we going through a situation and things are not going well. There's one season. And then the second season is when God restores back all those what you have lost. And sometimes we see things like cannot see clearly. That's one season. And then God brings clarity so we can see clearly what God has in store for us. And then sometimes people don't know where life is taking them. They just days passing by, the years passing by, but they don't know where they're going, where they're heading to. But on the opposite side, God said that, I bring light so you can see. So all these situations, seasons, tells us that there's a time to lose and there are time to restore, to gain back. We have situations like health issues, finances, joy and peace taken away. But the season come when God said that I will restore those losses. And it's, if you read with me Joel chapter 2 verse 25, it says that, so here's the good news, what I want to share with you. Because God is speaking now about the season, that a season of restoration. Let's go there and see. God is saying that I will repay you the years that locusts have eaten. You have loss of things which You even not even thought about those losses. You never even expect that this thing will be stolen from me, from my life. But God said, I will repay back those. Not even that. He said, years back. Not the same year, but years. Whatever you have lost before, I will bring it back. I will restore that loss to you. And then we see many things which enemies steal from us. That's his job. To steal, kill, and destroy. He's doing his job. But on the other hand, God is giving us strength to see how those things with him we can gain back. So the enemy steal our joy and happiness due to circumstances, due to issues of life, health, wealth, or all those problems in our life, and we think that nothing going according to the plan. We pray a lot and things not getting back where we want to see them. But God's promise is that I will repay what you have lost. As in the book of Joel we read that I will recompensate. I will bring back those days which were happy days you lost. I will bring happiness and joy back to you. Secondly, we are looking for peace and there's no peace in our life. There's something wrong because we look peace, looking for peace in the worldly things, where the peace is in God's hand. Because Jesus said, my peace I give you, not the way world gave it to you. So if you are looking for peace in the worldly things, maybe whole life will be gone and you never get a peace. But Jesus said that, my peace. So our peace stolen from us because we are not having an intimate relation or fellowship with God. And living life on the earth, we are looking for satisfaction, but there's no satisfaction. We put a lot of hard work, we put a lot of effort, but there's no satisfaction. Let's see what the word of God says about that. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 20. Listen to the word, what it says. And he shall snatch on the right hand side and be hungry. And he shall eat on the left hand side, and there shall be no, and they shall not be satisfied. That's what the picture of us struggling here and there, try to do this, try to do that, but there's no satisfaction. Where is the satisfaction? How it's stolen from you, from me, and how we can bring it back. Again, I want to remind you what the verse I present is that said, I will recompensate, I will repay, I will brought back whatever enemy has taken from you. Either your finances, your health, whatever it is, standing with God, standing on his promises, standing on the word of God, he can restore back. Only thing is that we need to stand with God. This is what's lacking at the moment. We are not, things goes against our plan. We said, oh, maybe God is not listening. So, in those battles, if you don't see things coming your way, the way you want, the first thing we do, we stop praying. Do you think that helps? We can go even into worse situation. Praying means you are sharing your heart, your problem with God. But stop praying means you are going away from that recompensation. You're getting yourself away from that restoration season. So, first people, what we'll do? Stop coming to church, stop praying. Maybe this is our anger to show God, but this is not the right way. Right way is to share your heart with God. He's saying that he's ready to repay, but are we ready to receive him, what he's ready to pay? That's where the problem is, that we have to understand that he is ready to compensate us, but we are getting away from him due to our anger, whatever we think that God is not listening. But God never ever rejects any prayer which has been prayed with faith. It never comes back void, whatever you pray. Time in his hands. But whenever he, whatever time he has set for you and me to receive that, is in his hand. But what our job is to keep asking. Because Bible tells us that ask and it shall be given unto you. If you stop asking, how we can receive that? So, if that is the case, God is ready to bring those things back. And then we lost the presence of God. And there is a fullness of joy in the presence of God. So joy is gone because we are not in the presence of God. That's what exactly happened in the Garden of Eden. God created Adam and Eve, set up a nice, beautiful picture of creator and creation meeting together. And all of a sudden, something happened and they lost the presence of creator. They lost the presence of God. That's where happiness be gone, when you're not in the presence of God. So what happened? They suffered. They were thrown out from the Garden of Eden to suffer. So separation from God bring suffering. Separation from God bring loss of being one in Christ, or one with God, oneness with God. That problem comes when we are away from God. And we see there's no harmony between our relationship with God. And the last thing is, enemy steal our patience. We are impatient. Even me, myself, I confess that some things I'm praying for, I see that, oh, this should happen this way, and things are not happening, we get upset. One example I remember from the Bible is that when promise was given to Sarah that you will bring forth a son, you will conceive a son, and she heard that clearly, the angel of the Lord spoke to her, still, the delay brought doubt that, I don't know, God said that, but where is the promise? When it will happen? When and why keep us away from blessings? That is in God's hand. The only thing is to stand on his word and wait. If I'm impatient, God will do whatever he has to do because he promised. But I can see that my impatience can bring a lot of bad consequences. So in that case, what happened? Sarah said, take Hagar. Because I'm not sure whether I will see that promise fulfilling in my life. Take her. And what happened? We all know that we are suffering. We all know that a nation came from Hagar. Ishmael came, and all the problems with we can see now in the world, that nation creating a lot of trouble. So that is the fruit of impatience. When enemies steal our patience, we are away from seeing the fulfillment of the promise of God in our life. So these things, I want to remind you how things can be stolen from you. And then God, on the other hand, saying that I am ready to compensate you. Even the years back, we have lost those happinesses, happiness, joy, peace, patience, relationship. I am here talking to you, my people, that I will restore those days which were stolen. I will restore peace in your life. I can restore relationship with you. I can bring you back into my presence so you can enjoy, because there is a joy and peace in the presence of God. Okay, so all these things we know that enemy bring to us. And if you read Proverbs chapter 6, verse 33, it says that when you see the enemy coming to do that, if you are alert, you can stop him. And that situation, God can bless you sevenfold more. So another promise here, that if you are aware where the loss is coming from and who is coming to snatch all these things, you can stand and fight that battle and ask God, God, I'm alert and I'm standing on your promise. You are here. You said you will repay back the years back. Things are stolen. So I'm standing. I'm on the receiving end. I'm not on the losing end. I'm on the receiving end to see your promise fulfilled in my life. Okay, we go further down. God says that not even restoration of all this, what has lost. He said, I will reopen the hidden treasures which you cannot see. Isaiah 45 verse 3 says that I will open the hidden treasures to you at the moment which you cannot see. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he says that at the moment we cannot see clearly, but in the days to come we will see clearly what God has in store for us. So God says that I'm going to reopen those doors, those hidden treasures. Even you not even thought about those blessings, but I will open those doors so you can see and enter into those doors and receive what I have promised. And you will have clarity. You can clearly see what God is going to bring in your life. So knowing all these things, how these things can be restored back. I pointed out things are stolen, things are snatched away from you. You are in a situation where things are not going according to the plan. But what is the way? How we can claim that promise? God is saying that He is ready to repay. He is ready to restore which was stolen. But how that can be restored in my life? How that can be received back, even not the year, but years back, what I have lost? I'm going back to the basic principle. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, everything was available. God's presence available. Everything was on their disposal. Compared when they came out, they were struggling to eat. How to eat? So that's where, how you can bring those things back? Be into the presence of God. Have intimate relationship with Him so you can share your problems. God, I'm losing my finances. I'm losing this battle. I'm losing what I think that You can do it, but at the moment, I'm on the losing side due to my doubt and delay. If you share these things with God, His promise is there. He said, I'm ready to repay. I'm ready to recompensate what has lost. But standing on the word of God is the key, and having intimate relationship with you, with God, that will bring a approach or mindset so you can going step by step to receive what has lost. And then, secondly, second principle is that it's very simple. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Me and you don't ask. Maybe we ask for different things which belongs to us. Good car, nice house, nothing wrong with that. God bless his people with all these things. And I'm sure many of you have good houses, good cars, living a good life. Just give God thanks. But is this is the only thing we ask from God? Is this is the only way to ask God? This, his promise is there. He will bless his people. But ask for the things which can even make you more strong to walk with him. Ask for strength. Ask for faith. Ask for patience. Ask for be connected to God. How can I be connected? How can I be strong in you, God? How can I be strong in prayer? How can I save life? How can I preach this message to others so they can receive you? The promise is that if you seek first the kingdom of God, all these things are secondary, but first thing is work for his kingdom. Seek where his kingdom is and spread the message of love and restoration, and then expect all other things attached to that will be given to me and you. But go back where, seek him first. So that's where the thing is, that to stand on the promise of God and see things coming back which we have lost is to stand with him in agreement, not in disagreement. Bible says this, when two shall agree, that will happen. So you and God, me and God shall agree on this point, that God, I'm coming to you as you promised that you will restore back my finances, you will restore back my health, you will restore back my relationship, you will restore back patience. I'm coming to you. I want this. You have to show desire. God wants to see a desire in you and me. That desire will take you more closer to that promise that I will repay back what you have lost. That urge, that desire will take you step by step close to those hidden treasures which God has promised that he is going to open for you and me. So that's where, so first thing is to communicate with God through prayer. Don't get angry and stop praying. Just say, God, I know with you I'm better. Your ways are better. We just sang that his ways are better. My anger can even keep me away from the promises, but patience and depending on him, standing with him, standing on the word of God can take me closer to the promises he has given to me. And second thing I said, ask every day. It doesn't mean that God is not hearing. He cannot hear you. But asking every day means that he knows that me and you have desire to get back where he wants us to be. Every day, ask, like in our family, children ask, Dad, I need this. Mom, I need this. They need that. That's why they ask. If me and you need that restoration, if me and you need that losses coming back into our life, we have to ask God, as you promised, I'm standing on your word. I'm not moving away. I'm not going away. I'm not getting angry and stop praying. I'm not stopping going to church, but I will stay with you. And I'm asking every day that you can see desire in my heart that I want the restoration. And I'm sure I learned from last, soon I get this message, my approach has changed. I'm a human being like you. I discourage too. Sometimes when things not going well the way I want. But I learn to stay focused what God has said. Not stay focused on my thought that, I know, I'm not sure God is listening. Sarah said that, I don't know when this promise will be fulfilled. Take Hagar. Just change your mindset. Ask God, Holy Spirit, to change the mindset that going towards hidden treasures, going to receive the promise of God, going to restore back your finances, the health issues, all the problems we see in our life, that approach will help you to get there. Stop praying will not help. Believing God, standing on His word will help to get there. So the last thing is to have intimate relation. Not only relation, but intimate. Where you can see intimacy between you and God. Close. Every day you are getting closer. You have desire to go and spend some time in prayer. We come here Wednesday, we pray for 1 hour. That is a quality time with God. We pray for ourselves, we pray for churches. Even if you sit closing your eyes, just listen to those words, that will help. To restore you, to strengthen you, to go more deeper in prayer, to restore, to see that promise, Joel chapter 2 verse 45, that I am ready. God is saying, I'm ready. If God is ready, are me and you ready to receive? He said, I'm ready. I'm ready to repay all the loss of even the years back. Not current losses, but years back. Whatever you have lost way back, He has a power to restore things. Even we cannot see, which even we don't know, He knows what was lost and what He can bring back and how He can bring back. It's not my way of thinking that how. God knows how. I have why and when, but God has promise. I have doubt, but God has assurance. When I see delay, I get disheartened, but God has power to restore even that delay and that impatience approach to bless you with something so you can say, God, I'm thankful that you did it for me. So today, I know we all have issues, but today I want to say, as God gave me this message, if you start today, the approach with mind of Holy Spirit, the mind which God wants to see in us, the approach which God wants to see to stand on His word with faith, we can see this promise fulfilled in our life. I have different situations. Way back last year, we have a lot of problem in Pakistan with the churches. But I said, God, it's not my work, it's your work. You have to restore those things. Before I went there, it was all done. All clear. So that's how we learn in our life to stay focused what God has promised. And He is saying that He will bring back all the losses you have, current losses or the years back. He has the power to restore back whatever has lost. Stand with me on the word of God. That's why I said that if we stand today with this approach and standing with this faith that we will receive, slowly and surely it will come to you. Because God is true in all His promises. It's not man's promise, it's God's promise. So I just want to remind you, Joel chapter 2 verse 45, Isaiah 45:3, that I will repay the losses, I will open the hidden treasures which you cannot see due to the darkness, but I will reopen it and then you can see clearly what I have in store for all of my people. God loves you. God loves me. And you don't want to see His people getting away from those blessings. Just stand on the word of God and have intimate relation so you can talk to Him. Every situation, good or bad, even we can share. God, thank you for this blessing you gave it to me. Thank you for that. which has not given to me, I'm thankful that you will give it to me. So that kind of mindset, that kind of approach will bring back to the promise where he said that I'm ready to restore the losses, the loss of health, finances, circumstances, relationship, patience. He is ready to do that. Are you and me ready to receive? If we are, just stand with me so we can pray for you. Stand on your place where you are. And Pastor Darren, can you close us with prayer? And can we pray for all those who are standing with this faith?
Amen. You know what? If you see someone standing, maybe go next to that person. You guys put your hands on each other. Amen. Amen. Just believing. As the Bible says, when we pray and we ask, we believe that we have already received. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this message of restoration, Lord, that we need to take back what the enemy has stolen, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for this message that you have placed on Pastor Chris's, Lord, that this restoration, Lord, for each and every one of us right now, Lord. Today, Lord, as we stand together, Lord, as we stand handa-di-di-di-shanda, Lord, that we are going to start receiving what the enemy has stolen, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We believe with full assurance, Lord, with full assurance, Lord, that we will get restored, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord. Lord, if it's a physical, Lord, if it's a financial, if it's a spiritual, Lord, let him restore our joy, our peace, our love, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and we thank you for this message that we as a body know that God loves us. And he says that he loves us because he knows us by name, the Bible says, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We just give you praise and we just give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. And we all said, amen. So just believe that you shall receive. Amen.